ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీర్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. శ్రీ జగన్నాథ బలదేవ సుభద్రమైకి. I have been asked to read a few verses from Srimad Bhagavatam on the appearance of Lord Vamana, Vamana Dwadashi. Everybody in Kerala are getting ready to observe great festival of Onam, and we are also planning to join the celebrations by having a big Rath Yatra in Palakkad on the 6th. So I thought that we can remember Lord Vamana ahead of time and meditate on his wonderful mercy. So we'll read a few verses from Srimad Bhagavatam and then try to recollect some little pastime, although the time is short, about the Lord and how he enacted an amazing pastime of becoming a Brahmana beggar, begging from Bali Maharaj, and cheated him. The Lord cheated Bali Maharaj, and he cheated him in a very beautiful way, in a wonderful way. So wonderful was the cheating that Bali fell in love with the Lord and became his devotee. So this is a transcendental cheating story. It is a wonderful story, because when the Lord cheats, he cheats with a wonderful purpose. So we shall hear a little bit about the appearance of the Lord and his amazing pastime. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 18 of Canto 8. Shri Shuka Vacha Itham Virinchas Tutakarama Viryaha Pradurbadhu Vamrita Bhur Adityam చతుర్భుజః శంఖగదాబ్జ చక్రః పిశంగవాసా నలినాయతే క్షణః. సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి సెడ్, ఆఫ్టర్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ హెడ్ దస్ స్పోకన్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ ద సుప్రీమ్ లార్డ్స్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అండ్ ప్రొవెస్, ద సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హూ ఇస్ నెవర్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు డెత్ లైక్ ఎన్ ఆర్డినరీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్, అపియర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వూమ్ ఆఫ్ అదితి. His four hands were decorated with a conchal, club, lotus and disc. He was dressed in yellow garments and his eyes appeared like the petals of a blooming lotus. Shyama vadato jasaraja kundala tvishola satri vadanam bujahappuman sri vatsa vaksha balayangadola sat కిరీటకాంచి గుణచారునూపురః. ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అట్ బ్లాకిష్ ఇన్ కాంప్లెక్షన్ వాస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఇన్ఎబ్రిటీస్. హిస్ లోటస్ ఫేస్ డెకరేటెడ్ విత్ ఇయర్ రింగ్స్ రిసెంబ్లింగ్ షార్క్స్ అపియర్డ్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అండ్ ఆన్ హిస్ బుజమ్ వాస్ ద మార్క్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీవత్స. హీ వోర్ బ్యాంగిల్స్ ఆన్ హిస్ రిస్ట్స్, ఆమ్లెట్స్ ఆన్ హిస్ ఆర్మ్స్, హెల్మెట్ ఆన్ హిస్ హెడ్, a belt on his waist, a sacred thread across his chest, and ankle bells decorating his lotus feet. Madhuvrata vrata vigushthaya swaya विराजितः श्रीवनमालया हरिः प्रजापतेर्वेश्मत्तमः स्वरोचिषा विनाशयन् कण्ठनिविष्टः कौस्तुभः. An uncommonly beautiful garland of flowers decorated his bosom, and because the flowers were extremely fragrant, a large group of bees making their natural humming sounds invaded them for honey. When the Lord appeared wearing the Kaustubha gem on his neck, his effulgence vanquished the darkness in the home of Prajapati Kashyapa. Dishah prasedukhu shalilayasayayastada prajaha prakhrishta ritavo gunavitah adyav antariksham kshitir agnijihva gavo dvijaha sajarhushur nagascha. At that time there was happiness in all directions, in the reservoirs of water like the rivers and oceans, and in the core of everyone's heart. The various seasons displayed their respective qualities in all living entities in the upper planetary system, in outer space, under the surface of the earth were jubilant. The demigods, the cows, the brahmanas and the hills and mountains were all filled with joy. Shonayam shavana dvadasyam muhurte abhijiti prabhu sarve nakshatra taradyasi Chakru Taj Janmadakshinam. On the day of Shravana Dwadashi, the 12th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Bhadra, when the moon came into the lunar mansion Shravana, at the auspicious moment of Abhijit, the Lord appeared in this universe. Considering the Lord's appearance very auspicious, all the stars and planets from the sun to Saturn the munificently charitable. O King, when the Lord appeared on Dwadashi, the 12th day of the moon, the sun was at the meridian. As every learned scholar knows, this Dwadashi is called Vijaya. Conch shells, kettle drums, panavas and anakas vibrated in concert. The sound of these and various other instruments was tumultuous. Being very pleased, the celestial dancing girls, Apsaras, danced in jubilation. The best of the Gandharvas sang songs, and the great sages, demigods, Manus, Pitas and fire gods offered prayers to satisfy the Lord. The Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Kinpurushas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Yakshashas, Rakshashas, Suparnas, the best of the serpents and the followers of the demigods all showered flowers on Aditi's residence, covering the entire house while glorifying and praising the Lord and dancing. When Aditi saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead who had appeared from her own womb, having accepted a transcendental body by his own spiritual potency, she was struck with wonder and was very happy. Upon seeing the child, Prajapati Kashyapa exclaimed, "Jai, Jai!" in great happiness and wonder. Yat tatva purubhati vibhau shansana yudhair avyakta chit vyaktam adharayat darihi babhuvate naiva savamano vatuhu sampashyator divyagatir yathanatah. The Lord appeared in his original form with ornaments and weapons in his hands, although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world. He nonetheless appeared in this form. Then in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Tangvatum Vamanam drishtva modamana maharshayah. Karmani kadayam ashuhu puraskritya prajapatim. When the great sages saw the Lord as the brahmachari dwarf Vamana, they were certainly very pleased. Thus they placed before them Kashyapa Muni, the Prajapati, and performed all the ritualistic ceremonies such as the birthday ceremony. So, ಓಮಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂತಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಾಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಉಮಾ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಮಾವು ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಜಯಪತಾಕ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಾಮನೆ ನಮೋ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಪಾದಾಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಕೃಪಪ್ರದಾಯಿನೇ ಕೌರಕದಾಮದಾಯ ನಗರ ಕಿರಾಮಧಾರಿಣಿ. So we read this beautiful verses from the Bhagavatam, how the Lord appeared to Kashyapa and Aditi. Aditi and Diti were two wives of Kashyapa, two sisters. From Aditi came the Adityas, all the wonderful demigods. And from Diti came the Daityas, or the Asuras. The story before this, the Lord has appeared to satisfy Aditi and her prayers, because all her sons, the demigods, have been defeated by Mahabali, Maharaja Bali, who is become the towering king of all the three worlds. He has ousted all the demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, everybody ran away. And he has become the Lord and Master of the three worlds. And his guru, Shukracharya, is assisting him. He is a great Brahmana. And he has become the guru of the Daityas, advising him how to do various homas, sacrifices, gain power. And in this way, they have become very powerful. It so happened, the story is that Mahabali, Bali Maharaj, was a great demon, the side of the demons. He is the son of Virochana. Virochana is the son of Prahlad, the great devotee Prahlad. Prahlad is the son of Hiranyakashipu. And in this way the story goes. And Bali, he became very powerful after his father Virochana left the kingdom to him. He ruled very wonderfully and he conquered and became very powerful. He was a very religious and pious king, although from the side of the Asuras. And Shukracharya guided them, and in this way they became powerful. Many times they lost, then they came back and they lost, and finally they took over the Devatas. It's a big story. And it so happened that Bali Maharaj was very grateful to Shukracharya, because Shukracharya, in one of the wars with the Devatas, Bali was killed. After they churned the milk ocean to get Amrita, in that fighting, Bali was killed. So they took Bali's body and took it to Shukracharya. But the Asuras had this great power. They had Mrita Sanjeevini. They can bring the dead back to life because of Shukracharya. Shukracharya brought Maharaj Bali back to life. So Bali became so angry with the Devatas, and he waged a real fierce war and overcame them. This is how Bali Maharaj became the king. And then he performed a Visvajit Yajna, and he became even more powerful. Nobody could conquer him. So even Prahlad was invited by him. Prahlad is the grandfather of Bali. He invited him and took his blessings, and he was becoming very powerful. It's mentioned in the Vamana Purana, There was one such occasion when he invited Prahlad and asked him how to rule the kingdom. By nature they are asuras. How to rule the kingdom, Prahlad gave good advice. And then in the conversation there was mention about Prahlad about Vishnu. And Bali immediately said, that Vishnu, we can easily finish him with all the Rakshasas we have. At once Prahlad became extremely angry. And he said, I curse you. You will die from that same Vishnu. You will die because of that Vishnu. You will be overcome by him. I'm sorry, not die, you will be overcome. You will lose to the Devatas. Bali became immediately very, very afraid and he said, pardon me, please excuse me, my dear grandfather, don't curse me like this. He said, no, you'll get salvation from Vishnu. From that same Vishnu will give you salvation. In this way he left. This was the curse of the grandfather that Bali got on his head. He was also very powerful and proud, but at the same time a very pious king. And it so happened that Vamana is born, because Aditi went and cried to Vishnu, did austerities, penance and everything, and Vishnu appeared and said, all my sons, all the demigods, all the devatas have no position, they are roaming here and there like orphans. How can it be like that? You are their protector, please give them back their positions. So Vishnu agreed. He said, I will appear to you as your son and I will do the needful. This way Vamana appeared from Aditi's womb. Therefore he is the brother of the Devatas. He is the brother of Indra. That's why he is called Upendra, younger brother of Indra. Devendra, Upendra. So here we can see that as soon as he appeared, Shankachakra Gadapadma, boof, he shrunk down and became a dwarf. Just in front of their parents and everybody, zip, he became a dwarf. It's mentioned here like a theatrical actor. Nato natyadharo yatha. Kunti Devi is praying, you are such a wonderful actor. That in front of everybody he became a dwarf. With an umbrella, beautiful, effulgent, with the animal skin. And sacred thread, kamandalu, everything. Beautiful. Then they celebrated his birthday, gave him gifts, all the demigods gave him gifts and everything. Then he started walking towards the big yajnashala where Bali Maharaj, Shukracharya are all doing a massive yajna for the welfare of the demons. Because now they are on top, flourishing. So from Aditi's house, Aditi was very happy to see her son go. The Supreme Lord has appeared. As soon as he appeared, what's the business? Let us finish that first. Immediately, he set out. And it's mentioned as he walked, the earth shook with every step of his. That is a prediction of what is going to happen. It shook with the small dwarf walking. He was twirling his umbrella and he was looking as brilliant as the sun on the horizon. And Bali Maharaj said, who is that coming so brilliant looking? And in the yajna, he appeared there, was looking so beautiful and powerful. Bali Maharaj became very enamored and he welcomed him. Shukracharya told him, you fool, don't do that. This is Vishnu. He's come to take everything from you. So by the time Bali had already welcomed him, washed his feet, taken the charanamritam, drunk it and sprinkled on everybody. He already got purified. This is only the precursor to a great event. From that same lotus feet, Ganges will flow. But in advance, he drank Ganges water before Ganges came itself. Because Ganges originally comes from the lotus feet of Vishnu. Pada nakha neera janita jana pavana. It is going to come from Vamanadev's feet when he kicks into the heavenly planets, reaches with his legs. That time it is supposed to come. in advance only he took the Charanamritam, got purified, became very attracted to Vamana actually. And he said, "My dear boy, where have you come from? Who are you? What do you want? Tell me what I can do for you." Immediately offered. And Vamana Dev, with his beautiful looking countenance, his umbrella, his effulgence, he said, "I don't need anything. Brahmana should be satisfied with whatever he has. Yadricha labha santushta." He gave a whole talk. Then Bali said, "No, no, you don't know. I want to give you in charity. I am a king. You have come to me. You are a Brahmana. I want to give charity to you. Tell me what you want." Then Vamana said, "You are insisting. It is your dharma. And I am a Brahmana. It is my duty to ask you and give you an opportunity to give me." In this way he spoke Shastra very nicely. And Vamana was getting more and more enamored by this beautiful looking boy. Shukracharya came and said, "Don't you dare give anything to this person, you fool. After so many days of success we have got finally, don't spoil everything. I am telling you, this is Vishnu. He has come disguised as a small brahmachari. He will eat off everything from you. He is supporting the devatas. He is the emissary of the devatas." By the time Shukracharya, he said, "No, but you are the person who told Vishnu is the owner of everything. Everything is coming from Vishnu. You taught me the Shastra, you do Yajna, Homa, everything. And now you are telling don't give to Vishnu." In this way he argued with him. Shukracharya became very angry. "You rascal, you are my disciple. I have done so many things for you. I brought you back to life. You are dead. And now you are talking to me." But the Lord is situated in everybody's heart. He had already entered the heart of Bali Maharaj and influenced him. Krishna knows what Shukracharya is thinking also. Shukracharya was a smartha brahmana. He was making money. Dakshina he was getting lots from all the asuras, especially from Bali. So he was living a very comfortable life, big dakshina brahmana. He was that sort of a brahmana. Wherever dakshina is there, I will do. Does not matter, demon, asura, that thing, this thing, anywhere dakshina you give me, I'll do. Homa, yajna, everything. Even nowadays his descendants are there. They don't care shastra, ashastra. In somebody's house where the cow is killed, meat is eaten, they will do homa, yajna, everything. Money you'll get. So Prabhupada says that Shukracharya is the founder acharya of smartha brahmanas. Ritualistically, very wonderfully they'll do all the ritual. They forget the purpose of the ritual. So when he told this, Bali Maharaj, already inspired by Vamana's presence, he said that I am not going to listen to you because you taught me that Vishnu should be given everything. Even if he is Vishnu, I am just offering him nothing, just some little dakshina. In this way there was argument. And Bali went ahead. Vamana told him, "I just want 3 paces of land, 3 steps of land." Then Bali again told him, "You small boy, you don't know what I can give. Do you know who I am? I am the Lord of the 3 worlds. You ask me, I'll give you anything you want." But in front of him standing was the Lord of all the worlds. And he was telling him, "I am the Lord of the 3 worlds. Vamana did not even smile. He said, "No, no, a brahmana should be satisfied. Satisfaction is the most important thing. If one is satisfied, then he can be happy." Shatkara kantaka dibhyo yatopanam padha shivam. He told him that, "You see, if you have chappals, padarakshakam, on your feet, then kantaka, thorns, stones, all these things, You can walk on. Nothing will happen to you. Same way, if you are satisfied, anywhere you go, in any condition, you can be happy. Give this example, Vamana, to Bali. So Bali said, okay, whatever you say, I mean, I just want to satisfy you. I want you to be happy. He said, no, give me 3 paces of land. So before taking the charity, they will take water and accept and chant mantra. You promise to give me this charity and I accept it. So, when Bali went to pour with the Kamandalu water, Shukracharya became a bee and went and stood in the snout. The water will not flow. He wanted to prevent his disciple from giving charity to Vishnu. This is the right opposite of real guru. Guru advising the disciple, don't give to Vishnu. Gurur api avilaptasya karya akarya vivasthito. A guru who advises like this should be given up, Shastra says. But Bali Maharaj, when he was offering water, was not pouring. But Vamana, he knew Shukracharya going and sticking inside. So he took his darbha grass and poked inside the snout. And that went inside the eyes of Shukracharya and he came out screaming. And the water came out and he accepted the dan. As soon as he accepted the charity, he started growing in size. Vamana became... He's become so huge. And as soon as I saw him growing, Bali came to know, my gosh, this is Vishnu. And then he was watching him growing like this, and all his soldiers and all his people started picking up whatever was available and attacking Vamana. Nothing happened. Vamana just grew and grew and grew. And with one step, he took over the entire material creation and the material world. And then with another step, he took over all the heavenly planets. Then with the third step, he stood and said, where shall I place this? You promised 3 steps to me. And he was not able to give. So Vamana said, you promised? You're not able to keep up your promise. Where shall I keep my 3rd step? Then Vamana bound him up and brought him. You are not able to keep your promise. And Bali's grandfather Prahlad also was there. Prahlad told Vamana, you have already taken everything from him. He has nothing more left. Can't you leave him alone? My grandson. But Krishna appeared as Vamana. He again asked, where can I get my 3rd step? Bali Maharaj knew, that means Krishna knows, Vamana knows, there is something I have still with me. Immediately he realized and he said, everything you have taken away from me, that is all my possessions, but I am still possessing myself. That is what you are asking of me. I lay myself down. Atma Nivedanam. He offered himself to Lord Vamana. And Vamana understood, put his feet on his head and pushed him down to Sutala planet. In Sutala planet, Vamana Dev went there and instituted him as the king. And he became very pleased with Bali Maharaj because he surrendered to Vamana, who blessed him. And he said, in the next millennium, you will become Indra. That is the reward you will get. Not only that, you will always be eternally my devotee. And in order to give you association, I will become your doorman, watchman here in Sutala. Whenever you come inside, I will open the door for you. You can take darshan of me. Whenever you go, I will open and close for you. Not only in one door, in every door in this palace, I will be there. this type of menial seva Vamana took up for Bali, because he was such a great devotee, he surrendered himself. What great humiliation he faced. He told, "I am the Lord of the three worlds. What do you want? Tell me, I'll give you." It is so humiliating. You got defeated.
Chalayasi vikramane balimadbhuta vamana padanaka neera janita jana pavana keshava dritta vamana rupa jaya jagadishahare. Chalayasi,
he tricked, cheated. Vikramane, fantastic activity he did. Urukrama, Vikrama, means he, three steps he measured and took over everything with two steps, third steps he kept on this day.
Balim Adbhuta Vamana, wonderful form of the Lord. Padanaka Neera Janita Jana Pavana,
when he took his legs up to take his second step, his feet poked into the sky, and from the heavenly planets, Ganges flowed from his feet like that down. That's how Ganges came.
Padanakha, washing the nails of his feet.
Keshavadritta, Vamanurupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So it is an amazing pastime. Then, while Bali was there, it seems Ravana went to Sutala. My gosh, what happened? Vishnu has done this to him also. And Ravana went there. You know, Bali is born as the grandson of Prahlada. Prahlada's father is Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu's brother is Hiranyaksha. Varaha. Before that. So in that whole demoniac family, so many avatars of the Lord have already appeared. Narsimha, before that Varaha, now Bali, Maharaj has brought in Vamanadev. And Ravana went, "I want to help you. I want to help you to escape from here, from the crest of Vishnu. What can I do for you?" So by the time Bali is very greatly realized about who Vishnu is. So he said, "This fellow, I want to treat him a lesson." So he told Ravana, "Yes, you can do something. First, can you get the rings there? Hiranyakashipu, my grandfather, right? He had rings that is there. Can you get it?" The rings were so huge, they were like two mountains. More than two mountains. Then he said, "Where? That ring only is my grandfather's rings. Can you bring it here?" He tried, my gosh. And then he said, "You know something? That is the ring of the ears of my grandfather. And that grandfather of mine, Hiranyakashipu, was casually killed by Vishnu when he appeared as Narasimha. He simply put him on his lap and Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam. With his fingernails, he dissected his stomach and took his intestine and put him like a garland there and flicked him away. That is Vishnu. You are going to help me defeat Vishnu." Ravana heard this and immediately left. He left. He sent Ravana back, and Bali Maharaj, happily resided in Sutala, because he was every day getting darshan of Vamana. See. Then Vamanadev, it is mentioned, after sending him to Sutala planet, keeping him comfortable there, he came back to see Sukracharya. After all, he is the Supreme Lord, he is not afraid of anybody. He came again as Vamana and met Sukracharya in the Yajnasthala. And he told Sukracharya, "So great you are, such a great Brahmana you are, because of you and because of the teachings you are giving to everybody. Vedic society is flourishing. People like you are glorified, Sukracharya." Sukracharya is very angry, because he cheated my disciple, took away everything, all gone, the devatas have come back, I am a nobody. So he came to him and said, "Don't worry, you are still great, you are Sukracharya, you are a great Brahmana," and pacified him. Sukracharya became a little pleased. "He's glorifying me. He's after all eating from the demons for so long. Very easy to please him."
little praise. Vamana came and praised him. And then Shukracharya became pleased. Then he revealed a secret to Vamana. Because the Lord told him, you do so many homa, yajna, so perfectly, wonderfully, that this, you are following the Vedas. Then Shukracharya said, what to speak of my capacity and my expertise. Whenever I do all these things, there are so many shortcomings. Mantratas tantratas chidram. Chidram means hole. In all my mantra and my tantra, there is faults, holes. Mantratas tantratas chidram deshakalarha vastutaha. In the time, in the place, in the vastu that I use, the dravya yajna that I use, sarvam karoti nischidram, but all these things are annulled, taken care of, anusankirtanam tava, when we chant your holy names. In this way, Shukracharya said, this is what I am doing. I became powerful because my secret is I am doing harinama sankirtanam every time I do your yajna. That's why no fault. That's why Bali became very powerful. That's why all the demons became powerful. This is the secret. So from Shukracharya's mouth, Vamana got this, that by chanting the name of the Lord, no homa, yajna, nothing is required. And even if you want to do the homa, yajna, everything dependent on Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is the greatest yajna. If you are doing that, you don't have to do any homa, yajna, nothing, you will be victorious. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That is why the Lord was merciful to Shukracharya and to Bali Maharaj. In this way, Bali came to be known as a Mahajana. There are 12 Mahajanas, great authorities in devotional service. Mahajano Yenagatasa Pantha. We should follow in their footsteps. They are the greatest authorities on how to achieve the blessings and prema of Krishna. Bali became one of the Mahajanas. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manuhu. Like this, Shukadeva Goswami, all of them, Narada, Lord Shiva, all of them are Mahajanas. In them, Mahabali also joined. Although he is a demon, asura, he became a Mahajana simply by his act of surrender to the Lord. And the Lord had chosen him, I want to give you my mercy, and squeezed him to surrender and gave him mercy and made him Mahajana. So if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you will get the same blessing that Mahabali got. You will be successful in achieving the shelter of Krishna. Om Tat Sat, Vamana Dev Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Nittai Gaura Premanande. So in the coming months, in the coming days, we can offer our obeisances, prayers to Lord Vamana and request that he may also keep his feet on our head and liberate us with his Charanamritam. Om Tat Sat.